Aloha and hello there, Ohana. It is your boy, it is your Capitan. We are back with episode 101, man. So let's dive into today's episode. Let's get into this. What do you think? I think it's time we dive in. I want to first off thank you all again for us celebrating our 100th episode last week. How awesome is that, man? It's been so much fun. It's been such a great time. I've really enjoyed just the process in itself, just to come up with fun ideas and be able to share an experience with all of you guys, man. So thank you. All right, but real quick disclaimer before we hop into this, I'm going to give some updates here. We are doing pretty much monthly sales right now on any coffee that is needing to be sold. So, you know, as you know that we are a small business, we are not a big business. We don't roast our own coffee as of now. That is something that we are hoping to do in the future, but it's also a huge time and financial investment, which both are not in our in our deck of cards. So not a big deal, but we are doing some sales on coffee, which is something that we are trying to bring to you guys to make sure that we don't run out, like our coffee doesn't go bad. So we're just doing some fun sales on coffee just to make sure that it's getting out of our store and all that good stuff. So pay attention to the sales that are coming. Peak is also live now. We are rocking on Peak, having a lot of fun, got a lot of great people that are involved in Peak, and it's been so much fun. This is where my passion is. Peak is where my heart lies, in all honesty. As much as I love Captain Coffee and I love coffee, that's just more of a fun opportunity to meet people and, you know, have coffee. But Peak is where my heart really lies. So we're doing a $25 first month. So if you're just curious about it, let me know. We are coming out with a 3 days a week program. I know 5 days a week to 6 days a week is a lot for a lot of people. I understand that. I acknowledge that. I see that. And I know that. So just know you are heard on that. So 3 days a week is coming to you real soon. I did come out for Peak members only to start with an ebook. It's called Prioritize Yourself. That should be hitting our Peak members next week, free of charge for Peak members only. So very excited about Peak. If you have other questions, please let me know. It's my passion, man. I want to create a world where people have a very healthy relationship with health, with exercise. Well, health, yes, but also with exercise and nutrition. So let's get that's it. That's all I got. Peak, wonderful, rocking and rolling. Got some coffee. We are rocking and rolling. We are going to be planning on coming out with a new coffee, but we want to see sales be a little bit more consistent. So if you want to see a new coffee, let's get the sales consistent. There you go. Honesty, vulnerability, boom, there we go. Other disclaimer, I saw Dune 2 last night, and I saw it on a Thursday night, recording on a Friday morning here. Let me tell you something. I'm not exaggerating. That was almost like a religious experience. No, it was a religious experience. I've never left a theater so in awe. I was blown away. Blown away by that movie. Breathtaking from beginning to end. I was not bored. It was a very long movie, but it didn't feel very long. I was engaged. The acting was phenomenal. The cinematography, the CGI was the best since Pirates of the Caribbean. Hans Zimmer, I think, brought some of his best to the score of this movie. Absolutely breathtaking. Breathtaking. Breathtaking movie. I want to see it again. Probably will. Not saying something. Because, wow, my God. So, very good movie. Very good. I highly, 10 out of 10 recommend. 10 out of 10 recommend. So, all right, let's do our deep breathing. And let's get in to today's episode. Big inhale through the nose, into the belly. Here we go. You have the double inhale on top of it. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Double. Control. All right. So for those of you that do not know why we do the double inhale, I've talked about it before. I will tell you again, the double inhale is just an amazing opportunity to de-stress in the moment. It's scientific. It's in the moment de-stressing, which is very important. Now, coming from me, I'm also a very stressed person. I know it probably doesn't seem like that, but I also carry a lot of pressure, carry a lot of stress. So any way that I can de-stress live in the moment is huge for me. So double inhale breathing. It's huge for you. It's huge for you. So thankful for. I am thankful for my brothers. It's just nice to have brothers that we all have such deep passions for movies and television and entertainment. And it's something that we really bond over. So I love it. I love having brothers, man. It's so much fun. And I have two sister-in-laws as well, which I also love. But having my brothers that we kind of bond over these movies, like my older brother and I were texting all day yesterday about Dune, and then we've all been texting, since Dune, and it's been nice. It's wonderful to have family and brothers. So also, I will say it's also wonderful because you can find brothers that are not blood brothers, and I have a couple of those in my life right now. I got Eddie, I got Jarrett, I got my buddy Alex, I got Corey. I got a lot of dudes in my life that are brothers. A Pat, Nick, Matt. I got so many dudes. Carter. I got so many guys in my life right now that are just Joseph. I'm still going. Of these guys are like brothers outside of blood, and it's wonderful. So, just because they're not blood does not mean that they're not family. So, I feel like Dom Toretto from Fast and Furious. All right, coffee sip time, and let's get into this. All right. I listened to this TikTok of this monk guy talking, and I'm going to plug it in now, what he said, and you guys just listen.
Why is it that I'm always saying you do not want to make big jumps? You don't want to make huge, huge changes. Why is it better to have like small steps, like with small milestones along the way? Because my observation so far is that if something within this world is changing too quickly, it either comes quick and therefore leaves quick, or it comes quick and then mostly it has a type of destructive character. So let's just take, for example, the earthquakes, the tsunamis, the volcano eruptions, no matter what it is, the bomb explosion. What does bomb explosion mean? There is something which is changing the status quo in a very short time, very dramatically. So huge changes in a short time is not what we want.
Damn. Damn. I saw that and I haven't been able to get that out of my head because it's just so true. Something that we talk about a lot with Peak is sustainability. Oftentimes people are like, "Hey, I need to lose 30 pounds. I need to lose 40 pounds." Okay, definitely doable, but it's gonna take time. People don't want that. People don't want to invest the time. People don't want to invest the energy into making it sustainable so the weight stays off. Now, I also want to give another example. So let me, this is why I talked about Dune a second ago. So let's dive into another example of something that is proof that you need to slow down, enjoy the process, and then you'll see the outcome. So I have been very outwardly spoken with my disdain for Marvel content recently. And you know what? I would even say just Disney content as of late. And content across the board has been rushed. It hasn't been thoughtful. It hasn't been deliberate. It hasn't been meaningful. All of these projects coming out feel forced. They feel just pushed out. And there's been no love and tender care to it. And I can only think of two things. So let me just give you an example here. Multiverse of Madness. No, wait, not Multiverse of Madness, wrong movie. Quantumania. Did not hate it, but it was fine. Nothing, I personally liked it probably more than the average consumer, but it was fine. So as it's just fine, the budget was $275 million. Multiverse of Madness, which I absolutely hated, was $269 million. She-Hulk, which has some controversy behind it, which is fine. I don't think I'm going to get too much into it, but $225 million. Well, why? And then let's come on the other side of this now, okay? Dune 1, $140 million budget. Across the Spider-Verse, arguably one of the greatest animated movies of all time. I don't think that that's up for debate. I think that there's a reason it's up there. One of the greatest, most compelling animated stories of all time, which does not take away from the fact that it's an incredible movie, at $100 million budget. Dune 2 that just released which I'm pretty sure was a 3-year gap, had a $190 million budget. Now here's what's crazy. Here's what's just absolutely crazy and nuts about these things. When you look at Marvel and what they're doing, Ant-Man and then Thor came out within a 6-month span, if I'm pretty sure, correct, or an 8-month span. Ass. Just dreadful. It looked terrible. There was no heart behind it. It was just made lazy. There's no passion. You can tell. It was just made to be made to check a box. In the Marvel Studios, Disney Studios production, they were like, yep, done. But it had a high budget because it needed to be done quickly. And look what's happening. Their product is going down the absolute shitter. Across the Spider-Verse, I think, if I'm correct, it was a 6-year gap between the first movie and the second movie. 6 years. Dune 1 to Dune 2 was a 3-year gap. Or it might have been a 4, it was like a 3.5-year gap. What I'm trying to say is that when you sit and you take your time, like Dune, and you take your time, like Spider-Verse, you're going to produce a better product. You're going to produce not just a better product, you're going to produce a better outcome. I am not kidding you when I say that Dune, what I just witnessed last night, was one, I cannot, off the top of my head, remember an experience. I'm not talking theater experience. Theater experience 100% goes to Endgame. The crowd erupting, all that. Different experience than what I'm talking about with a cinematic experience, which is what Dune was. This Dune experience was absolutely amazing. It was perfect. It's what I want cinema to be. You were left in awe. You can't think straight. All you're thinking about is that movie, the cinematography, the music, the, like, I waited 3 years for this, and this is the product that I get? Yes, sir. Now, let's relate this to our life, okay? Let's stop spending a shit ton of money on things like supplements that we know do not have value to, not that we do not know, it's going to have value, but it's not going to have long-lasting value, like Shakeology. Everlife or whatever they're called. These, you know, pyramid schemes. Oh, you sign up under me and you'll get these supplements and blah, blah, blah. Like, you're going to lose the weight. You're going to feel better in a short term. But then in the long term, it will not stay. I've talked about it once and I will say it again. When people go on a diet, a drastic diet, within a year, 75% of the people put the weight back on. Within 2 years, 85% of the people back on. Within 3 years, 95% of the people put it back on, plus they gain an extra 20 to 30 pounds on top of what they've lost because it was drastic and not sustainable. It came quick, which means it's going to leave quick. Marvel and Star Wars and Disney are producing things very quickly. And what's happening? They produce it quickly. Look what's happening. Less is more. Be deliberate with what you're doing. Be diligent. Be thoughtful. Be invested with the process, not the outcome. That's the problem that we as Americans are in right now. We're so invested on the outcome that we are missing, like Disney, you know, like Disney and Star Wars and Marvel, they're so focused on the outcome that they're not even focused on the journey and producing a good product. I love Star Wars, always will, always have. But their stuff has been slightly lackluster in the last couple years. There's no denying that. There's no thought behind it. There's no intimacy behind what they're doing. Marvel, there has been zero intimacy with anything that they're doing. You can tell they're just making it to make it, to check the box and move on. And if you're doing that with your health, if you're doing a 1,000 calorie diet, you're just running to burn calories. You're trying to lose 20 pounds in a month. You can do all these things. Go for it. Follow back up with me when you stop living that way. These big, drastic changes are not sustainable. Like the monk said. As quickly as it comes is as quickly as it will go. The quicker it comes, the bigger destruction follows. And that's something that I am seeing in my life a whole lot, not just with health, but I'm talking in every aspect in my life. Think about it. Let's think about this in a social aspect, right? Let's say you're single. I'm going to go out and I'm going to talk to every single man that I can or every single girl that I can to find my loved one. Well, that gets a little overwhelming, man. You're going to feel the rush of all those people, all of that pressure, all those people coming into your life. I don't know about that. I don't know if that's your best cause of action. How about you just sit back, communicate with people when the opportunity arises, and keep chipping away day by day, looking for what you want to look for in a human being. How about when it comes to a job? I'm going to apply to every single job that I can. You're going to get real frustrated because in this day and age of America, you're not getting any interviews. I have a friend right now who's going through this exact situation with jobs, and she's being selective. She's applying to jobs and she's been very frustrated, but she's grinding. She's grinding away. And in this process, she's not so focused on just getting interviews, just getting interviews, just getting interviews, just getting a job, just getting a job. She really worked on herself. And it's been a really beautiful journey to see her go through. She says it's hard. She says it's been a real tough battle for her the last couple of months. I feel for her. But she hasn't been doing all these drastic, stupid ass changes, making her life worse. She's starting small by applying to jobs that she knows she's qualified for. Maybe not even a little bit qualified, but she has faith in what she can offer and bring to the table. But she's not doing this drastic thing of, well, I need a job, so I'm going to just go apply to any job and I'm going to be more miserable in my life. But hey, I got a job though, right? I got a job. I went and now I'm working at this place that I hate and I'm miserable and I'm terrible. Slow down. Enjoy the process of life, which means putting in the work in the very, very uncomfortable times of life, which is when you're vulnerable and you're scared and you're in the unknown. Look, Kayla and I have been through it. You all know. You all know. You have been following me for the last 100 episodes. I kind of have word of mouth, a diarrhea of mouth. I get kind of in trouble for it sometimes, but we have had a really, really tough go the last year and a half. We just have. And what I'm learning is that during that process, I was trying to do all these big things too fast. And it was stressing me out. It was causing destruction in my life. Instead, and I'm still doing it now, and I'm working on it. It's a day-by-day thing that I'm working on, that I'm trying to put my faith into, that it's going to be okay, that I'm going to put in the work. Then when I do that, the universe and God are going to take care of the situation. But it's very tough because you want to do all of these big things. You want to do these things fast because it's going to give you a solution here and now. But we also got to look to the future a little bit, and we got to invest now. Invest in this moment. We got to do a little bit of an investment here. Investments are scary. But let's invest in the small things now. Let's invest in those small little ripples. Let's take a pebble, throw it in. Take another pebble and throw it in over there. Have another little rock over there. Now we can, it's been 6 months of doing that. Let's take a stone and throw it in. But let's not start with throwing a boulder. Because sometimes those ripples get too big and we can't control it. So let's simplify this process and let's enjoy the journey. That's Peak's motto, which is enjoy the journey. Because so many people are so focused on the destination that once we get to the destination, guess what? We have another one right after it. So when you want to lose 20, 30 pounds, if you want to meet your loved one, if you want to do all these things, remember that there's always a goal behind it. That's not your end game. That's not your destination. So let's change our verbiage. I'm going to enjoy the journey, and this is me right now. I'm going to enjoy the journey, and I'm going to focus on feeling better by sleeping more, prioritizing my sunlight, prioritizing my fruits and vegetables, prioritizing my protein, and prioritizing my mental health. And I'm going to enjoy the journey. And wherever that takes me, I'm going to go with the flow. If I have a distinguished goal in mind, I'm goal-oriented. Kayla and I are still trying to plan a time to talk about Enneagrams. I'm an Enneagram 3 for all of you Enneagram people out there, and you're an Enneagram 3. I feel bad for you. I'm sorry. Being an Enneagram 3 is a pain in the ass. We are goal-oriented. We are go-getters. We work, 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 work. And then we're not focused on the present moment. And it's a pain in the ass. And that's me. I can't pull myself out of a work mode. If I'm not working, I'm slacking. And I don't like that. So I'm working on it. I'm trying to pull back. And I'm trying to enjoy the journey. Small changes make the biggest differences. You don't have to lose 20 pounds in a month. You don't. Because if you do, you can. You will not keep it off. And in the process of losing that weight, you're going to build bad habits. You're going to build a bad relationship with exercise and food. And you're going to gain very, very rough mental health like myself when it comes to body image. I am not doctor diagnosed, but it's body dysmorphia. It's a real fucking thing. And it is no joke. To the average person, everyone says, oh, Mark, you look great. To me, I look dreadful 85% of the time. That's because when I was younger, I did all these big things to make big changes. Instead, now that I have simplified my process, thanks to my buddy Eddie, he has helped me realize that it's the journey that we should be chasing, not the destination. It's not these big drastic changes. What about these small little things that you can add to your life? Not these big things. What are the small things you can add to your life that are sustainable, that's going to stack up day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, that's going to set you up for long-term success? That is what he's helped me find. And I have never looked consistently so good. I've never felt consistently so good. And I'm still learning and I'm still growing. So let's apply this to your life. Where are you trying to make these big ripples? You're throwing in a full-fledged boulder like you're a rock bender in Avatar. And you're just throwing these rocks into the water, hoping that, you know, that ripple will be the one that really sets you free of what you're going through. And also, let's talk about it. I've always wondered, and I do it to myself. This is directed towards me as well. So if you feel yourself in this category, you're not alone. Why do we feel like big changes quickly is going to be something that's going to make us feel accomplished? Most of the time, when you finish quick, it's not a good feeling. You like the journey. You like when it's drawn out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You like the effort. You like the battle, the mental and physical battle. And then when the journey is finally there, oh boy, that's where the magic happens. Oh yeah. We're rocking episodes, by the way. If you haven't checked us out on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please do. And go give us 5 stars. Don't be a dick and give us 1 stars. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the process. It's hard to do this because there are going to be some days where you're forced to take a step backwards. But that one step back is going to lead to 3 steps forward. Be patient with yourself. Be kind to yourself. And now start to think about yourself and in your day-to-day life. Where are you putting pressure on yourself to do big, drastic changes? Wherever that is, pull back the layers. Relax and realize that the big drastic changes usually lead to big drastic destruction. Don't look for the easy solution. It's never meant to be easy. It's not. This is life. Life isn't easy. The older I get, man, the more I'm seeing that it's just all life is a series of punches. And are you going to be the person that gets down and stays down, or do you meet the person that gets down and gets back up? Those are the only 2 choices we have. There are going to be days where you get down and you stay down, but you surround yourself with people that help you get back up. Then there's going to be days where you get punched down and within seconds you're back up ready for round 2. That's not going to be every day. But as you continue through life, you will see that the more downs you have, the more ups you have. But you got to be patient. You got to be diligent. You got to do the day-to-day small things. Invest your time into the process like they did with Dune and Across the Spider-Verse. Invest your time into it. Be deliberate. Care about the process, not the destination. I literally listened to the director talking about his process and saying how much he loved the process of filming Dune. And it wasn't before he was focused on the outcome. I literally loved the video because it was awesome. He was like, literally just read it, watched the video right before I did this podcast. And I was like, oh my God. He literally said, I just enjoyed the process. I enjoyed every bit of it. The filming, the communicating with the staff, communicating with the actors, the post-production. He said, I loved the entire process. And you can see that in his work in these 2 movies. hearing the directors and the writers and the creative team behind Across the Spider-Verse talking about it. They care. So what do they do? Instead of just pumping it out to pump it out like a jackrabbit, they took their time because they cared. And that's what we should be doing with our life. Take your time. Don't put bombs into your life. Don't add volcanoes or tsunamis or hurricanes into your life. Don't self-destruct. Slow it down and enjoy the journey. That's how it's meant to be. I look at myself as Frodo Baggins, the Hobbit. I imagine if you haven't seen Lord of the Rings, this is going to go right over your head, and I apologize. But when you think of Lord of the Rings, how inspiring would that story be? If they got on the eagles, flied right over top, dropped the ring into Mordor, and then the movie was over. We love the movie because of the struggle. But yet we look at our life and we're like, I don't want the struggle. Why? It's inspiring. It's what we're made to be able to handle. We can handle these storms. We can handle it. But let's not self-destruct ourselves. Life's going to do that for us. Bulletproof yourself, man. Get yourself in a position mentally and physically and emotionally and spiritually where when that storm comes, you get punched down, you get right back up. Be like Frodo and just enjoy the journey, as hard as it may be, as difficult as it may be, as impossible as it may be. Look for the light and try to enjoy the journey. That is all. That's all I got. Slow down. Enjoy your process. Life is a beautiful gift. Life's never going to be easy. Never will be. Never going to be. Stop falling into the entitlement trap. I find myself there sometimes too, and I just listen to Matthew McConaughey and it wakes me right back up. You got this. You're not alone. We are all in this together. I love you guys. We'll be back next week. Hopefully, Mrs. Captain Coffee and I will be doing an Enneagram episode next week so I can kind of dive in a little bit more into what Enneagram 3 is. I wish I was a 7 or a 9. 7, 9, and 2. That's what I wish I was as an Enneagram. I know people say you shouldn't be saying that, but I'm going to say it anyway. Enneagram 3 sucks. We're cursed. But I'm going to enjoy the journey anyway. So I love you guys. Dune 2 is out. Go see it. Captain Coffee, we got coffee on sale. Website's being updated. Website looks really good. Thank you, Alex. Go check out the website. Hopefully soon. Should be done. And for anyone that listens, anyone that buys, anyone that supports in any way at all, we do thank you. As a small business owner, any amount of sharing and effort means the world to us. I wish I could do a better job of thanking you, but I think, you know, me doing episodes like this of just kind of pumping you up, giving you guys some confidence, giving you guys some faith and hope. I hope that helps in a way for me to repay you guys for all the wonderful support you guys give us. So thank you. I love you guys. We'll be back. Enjoy the journey, slow down, and may the brew be with you.